This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir starting today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects valued at more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Mr. Modi will participate in the Empowering Youth Transforming J&K event in Srinagar today. The Prime Minister will also distribute appointment letters to more than 2,000 individuals appointed to the government service. He will also launch the Competitiveness Improvement in Agriculture and Allied Sectors project worth 1,800 crore rupees. Tomorrow, PM Modi will lead the 10th International Yoga Day celebrations in Srinagar by participating in a yoga session and addressing the gathering. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha details about the program.
तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री बनने के बाद आदरणीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस के अवसर पर श्रीनगर आ रहे हैं। प्रशासन ने और आयुष मंत्रालय ने मिलकर के उसकी तैयारियां अच्छे ढंग से करनी है। मुख्य कार्यक्रम डल लेक के किनारे एसकेआईसीसी के पास होगा। सभी जो 20 जिला केंद्र हैं वहां भी अच्छी संख्या में योग प्रेमी इकट्ठे होंगे और जो प्रोटोकॉल आयुष मंत्रालय ने बनाया है उस हिसाब से योग किया जाएगा।
The government has decided to increase the minimum support price for 14 crops, develop Vadhavan port in Maharashtra and develop the first offshore wind terminal in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu. The government has also taken decisions for development of Varanasi Airport and National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government has taken 5 major decisions in the cabinet meeting. He said the cabinet approved the minimum support prices for kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25 on 14 crops. He said significant increase in MSP for paddy, cotton, millets, pulses, oilseeds will benefit the farmers. The minister said the government has decided to develop an all-weather greenfield port at Vadhavan in Maharashtra. He said over 76,000 crore rupees will be spent on building this port, and after completion, this will be one of the top 10 ports of the world. He said this port will be developed in two phases, and it will have the capacity of 23 million TEU. He said this port will generate around 12 lakh job opportunities in the coming years. Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, today participated in a program for the plantation of saplings by officers and staff of the ministry under Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam in Surajkund area. On the occasion, Mr. Yadav visited the exhibition showcased at the event. Addressing the event, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena said the temperature in Delhi has reached as high as 52 degrees Celsius and the water level is lowering day by day, which is alarming for all of us. Mr. Saxena appealed to people to be a part of the campaign and plant a sapling. UGC NET to June 2024 examination has been cancelled by the government. A fresh examination will be conducted later, for which the information will be shared separately. The examination has been cancelled after the input from Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre indicated that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised. The matter is being handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation for thorough investigation in the matter. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, along with his wife Dr. Sudesh Dhankar, called on President Draupadi Murmu today and greeted her on her birthday. In a social media post, Vice President Dhankar recalled the President's rich contributions to public life. The Vice President also extended best wishes for long, happy and healthy life of the President Murmu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended his wishes to President Draupadi Murmu on her birthday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that President Murmu's exemplary service and dedication to the nation inspire all of us. The Prime Minister added that her wisdom and emphasis on serving the poor and marginalized are a strong guiding force. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will reach Colombo today as part of his official visit to Sri Lanka. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will have meetings with the leadership of Sri Lanka on wide-ranging issues of bilateral partnership. In Tamil Nadu, 31 people have died and more than 60 are undergoing treatment at various hospitals following a huge tragedy in Kalakurichi yesterday. India Meteorological Department has predicted light to moderate intensity light rain and gusty winds over and adjoining areas of many places of Delhi and the National Capital Region today. And after a warning by the Meteorology Department of heavy to very heavy rains in Kerala this weekend, 7 NDRF teams consisting of 210 personnel have left for Kerala from its headquarters in Arakkonam, Tamil Nadu for rescue and relief operations. And with that, we end this news bulletin.